sometimes. Yes, puss will break in, the puss will come out.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of a carbuncle?
Yeah, I've heard about it, but I never seen one.
Is that something similar?
That's something that happens on animals, isn't it?
Is that right?
I think it. What about a carbuncle, Mr.
Huh?
Carbuncle. You ever heard of carbuncle?
Carbuncle.
All right.
Somebody had a carbuncle on them.
A carbuncle?
Carbuncle?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
You heard?
Oh, I know. I never have. But I've known them.
Have you seen them?
Huh?
Have you seen one on anybody?
Kidding you?
Have you seen one on anybody?
No, I don't think.
Uh-huh.
Not just said.
Oh, you just heard about it. Not just
myself. No, I haven't. But I've known people that have them.
I don't know anything about them.
It's kind of a painful thing.
Yeah, some people are so busy talking about a carbuncle, they call it a carbuncle.
Well, you know, when you get a blister, there's that liquid that forms inside it.
Uh-huh.
What do people call
pus.
That? That's pus.
Pus.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Have you ever gotten stung in the hand by something so that your hand got bigger?
It's been so long, I've forgotten it. If I have, does it look like to me, I have had been stung. But I it's just vague to me now.
Well, if you did get stung, you'd say that your hand did what? It
swelled.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. It would swell. And sometimes it's swelled by according to what's stung you. It's because of the size of the swelling.
Yes, ma'am.
It'd be different sizes.
And if one of those little children got stung by something, he might come up to you and say, well, look how my hand has...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It has swollen.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he might say that.
Well, what about if somebody got accidentally shot or stabbed? You might have to take him to the doctor so the doctor could treat the...
What about him?
I was just wondering what you would call the place where he accidentally got shot or stabbed. You'd say the doctor would treat the...
Wound.
Yes, ma'am. You
call it the wound.
A wound.
Mm-hmm. Treat the wound.
Well, you know, talking about a wound, sometimes if it doesn't heal cleanly, it might have this kind of grainy flesh form around it.
Really? I never noticed it.
Haven't noticed anything like
that? I haven't experienced that.
I was just wondering if you'd ever heard people talk about proud flesh.
What? Proud flesh?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I've heard of them say that. But I thought the proud flesh was on the end, at the wound, in the wound.
Inside.
I didn't know it was just, I thought it was kind of inside.
I see.
Maybe show up.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, if somebody got cut accidentally, what could you put on that place to prevent infection? Some kind of dark liquid?
I'm telling you the truth. I've forgotten as many times as I've used. Sometimes...
It looks kind of brown, doesn't it?
Sometimes I've used it. Now, I can't had this little... I'm trying to call them, though, but you get them from the drugstore.
Yes, ma'am.
Little pad of cotton and some tape on it.
Yes, ma'am.
I forgot what I called.
Hmm.
But kept them when I was teaching.
Yes, ma'am.
I kept them so that